I'm just not good at this.
Adam?
I'm going to make a really shitty rock star if I ever become famous.
You need to drink some tequila, bro. That's what you need.
I know, I'm dry. I need to, I'm taking Eric out for dinner tonight, so I need to drink. All right, we'll do one more. Okay. Hey, everybody, how you doing? This is Adam from Sonic X, and you're listening to the Scott and Pam Show.
Bright light, fixed in the night. Well, the old sounds are calling out to me. check it out. Looking for a place to record with a great vibe? Head for Tall Cat. Need to produce an original score?
Sell tracks.
We do that. Ready to lay down the album of your lifetime? We can help you do that, too.
Let your imagination go wild.
And you won't have to take out a second mortgage on the house. At Tall Cat, you get next-level engineering and mixing. And the hottest engineers on the West Coast.
Hot.
State-of-the-art digital and vintage analog gear.
Visit us on the web at tallcatproductions.com.
All right, we're going right in here, guys, to 6 Feet Deep Band. Check them out, myspace.com/6feetdeepband. The name of this song is Cold Hearted Misery.
Time.
All right, that was Blackened Earth. Check them out at myspace.com/blackenedearth. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Well, what's everybody doing out there today, man? We got a lot of people in the chat room hanging out with us over at CygnusRadio.com. Click on chat. Come on in and say hello. But right, that was the debut of Primal Fear right here on the Scott and Pam Radio Show.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Oh, you're going to get argumentative.
Always.
Most of the time. Yes, the shirt you're wearing today, it's a t-shirt. It's black, and it has big white letters across the front that say, "Warning," in all caps with a line under it. Underneath it, it says, "I have an attitude and know how to use it."
Yup, that's it, too. Well, the first thing you said is, "Oh, I see you got my shirt on." I said, "No, read the shirt. It's my shirt right now, and now you got it, right? Get it? Good." See? That's what I was saying. Anyway, guys, you're listening to the Scott and Pam Radio Show, and I don't know, I'm trying to wake myself up here and trying to keep staying wound up.
Yeah.
Need some old Java.
It's hot outside, too, and I think
that
everybody
helps.
Slows down when it gets that hot. I mean, it's just nasty hot. And humid, which is unusual for here.
You know, and that, and you keeping me up all night with your sexual needs.
Yeah, baby.
Exactly my point. See, it's not like I'm really complaining, guys, because that would, you know, you can't complain about that. But
most definitely,
you don't get me. It's just not getting much sleep anymore. You know, 5 years in, you'd think the honeymoon would be over, but damn,
I'm addicted.
I know you're kind of. You need to go to one of the meetings. Yeah. Andy was talking about.
Andy talking about Meetings Anonymous. I need to go to Meetings Anonymous for all my meetings. Anyway, guys, check us out at myspace.com/the Scott and Pam Radio Show. That is our new MySpace page. We also have that I will be releasing this next week, our .com. I'm not going to give you the address yet, all right? But it's not ready for everybody's viewing. But I will be releasing that next week, and we will have a playlist that we'll just call it. You're going to be able to actually vote on the playlist for who you want to hear, and it will tally it up so I don't have to do that stuff manually anymore. So we will be releasing that next week, too, and we will let everybody know when that is out there and available. We also had last weekend, we started this. It was a very impromptu type of thing with HB. Some of you that were participating in that, HB is the bass player for the band Beyond the Now, and he is one of the co-owners here of Tall Cat Productions. We decided that since everyone calls him HB, we needed to come up with what HB stood for. So we're going to be running a contest. I already have had a few of you send your list in about all of the funny words that you're coming up with HB. We're going to run this contest. I actually will release it full-blown this week. I was going to do that last week, and we just kind of went, still not sure how we're going to work this.
And that makes him habitually boned.
Habitually boned. They came up with some of the funniest. I mean, the chat was going nuts. I've got a couple of lists right now of what HB is going to be called. So we're going to run this contest, and we will announce what the prize is, how it works and everything on our MySpace page through bulletins, and everybody will be able to participate in this. But whoever comes up with the most funny words for HB, this is what we're going to nickname the bass player. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And some of the words that came across.
Harry Beaver.
Something, hygiene something. God, I can't remember everything that they came up with, but they were hilarious.
Horny Bubba.
Horny Bubba. Oh, my God. So anyway, yes, we will be releasing that this next week. Coming up right
horrendous
now.
Horrendous
beefcakes. See, now you're giving all the listeners hints, and they're probably writing these down, you know.
Well, write them down.
There you go. All right, guys, this is The End of Silence. Coming up next weekend, I'm going to be giving away another autographed G-string from The End of Silence. It has their logo on it, and the band will sign it. We're going to be giving a G-string away from the band again next weekend, so you'll definitely want to tune in next weekend. Kathy and Cindy, both of you right now, calm down. No scratching, hair pulling, any of that. Everybody wanted that G-string last time I gave it away. Donna won that.
Yeah.
Donna won it last time. So,
What I'm wondering is, did Donna send Eric a picture of herself in the G-string?
Eric.
Buzzword.
Oh, I don't know. You know, Eric is the official
horn
dog.
Eric asked.
Oh, I'm sure he did. And he's going to ask whoever gets this. And, hey, Eric, since I know you're listening in, wait until we get Evelocity back from tour, because Aaron and I are both putting on a pair of Evelocity booty shorts, and we're going to broadcast live in these as he's going to give away an autographed pair of booty shorts. So this is that'll be fun. We'll have the video cam going for that one for sure. Right now, I got the End of Silence
Dad,
coming
I
want to
see you in a sports bra, too. I'm sure.
Sports bra?
Yeah.
And booty.
Yeah.
Booty britches. Booty britches.
Okay, go on.
All right.
End of Silence.
Yeah, The End of Silence. Name of the song is Closer. Check them out at myspace.com/The End of Silence. When we get back, we got about, 25 minutes left. Got some more buzzwords, some more Valombrosis, some more Starving for Gravity. And that list goes on. We're going to squeeze them all in for you guys before the end of the show. Here it is, The End of Silence. The name of this song is Closer.
right, guys, you're listening to the Scott and Pam Radio Show, and I'm trying to sit here and talking to myself, if you need to sound a little upbeat, Scott, you need to get it together, man. You can't sit here, you can't fall asleep, not while you're broadcasting, you can't fall asleep during the show, Scott. You got to wake up, Scott, so wake up, Scott.
Yeah, see, we bought milder coffee this time. Our spoon doesn't stand up straight in it, so you're not as buzzed on coffee as you normally are.
I know, you know what, and I need to start making it.
It takes double the dose.
I will double it up, you can bet on that.
Yeah, I know, you open the damn thing and the grounds are all the way to the top of the coffee filter. This is how he likes his coffee. I pour half of a cup and then add water to it.
What, man, just... You know what? You don't need illegal drugs to get all wired up. All you need is just some coffee. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that needs illegal drugs to get a buzz on, you know, well, you're a buzz on within yourself anyway. And I say you don't need it to get wired up. Just do the coffee right, man. Nice and strong. Make the spoon stand up in it. One of the things I want to bring up is this Walmart story.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
if any of you guys have heard about this or not, but I'm gonna go ahead and bring it up.
Yeah, pay attention to this, folks.
I'm going to post probably the pictures and so forth or a link to it on our MySpace page later today. But a gal went in, and this is, I guess, in Florida. She went into a Walmart. She's an ex-employee at this very store. She bought a pair of cheap sandals. I think they were like $3, and they were made in China. All right, well, she wears the sandals, I guess, for 7 or 8 hours, and she ended up noticing her feet were feeling weird. Something was going on. She took them off. Well, she had gotten chemical burns on her feet and went from the straps. And literally, she's got pictures she took every day of her feet. And I'm talking about some of the nastiest burns on both of her feet. Well, the whole punchline to the story is she contacted this Walmart and said, you know, this is what's happened. My feet are all burned. I can't even walk. And, you know, they made a report of it and so forth. Well, the whole thing is documented. She went back into the store after the fact, after her feet had healed up. The damn shoes, the sandals, were still on the shelf.
Yep.
She put out on MySpace, I guess, not on MySpace, but Yahoo and Yahoo Questions. She put out something there, and evidently there's a lot of other people
they'd had the same thing happen.
That had the same thing happen to them. And Walmart's accepting no responsibility for it. They're blowing it off, saying you need to contact the manufacturer. Well, the manufacturer's in China, and they won't even respond
back. Well, they at least need to get them off their damn shelves.
Do a recall.
Yeah, you know, if you know that that's happening and you continue selling a product, I mean, who becomes liable at that point?
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you right now, Walmart's going to, they're going to definitely have to own up to it, especially since it was documented that they were informed of the problem a long time ago.
Right.
So,
You put that up a little later. You got a link to it. And
Yeah,
we'll put that up in our MySpace.
I'll get it out there. Yeah, you know, don't buy no sandals, no cheap sandals at Walmart.
Yeah, well, and that'll also let you know if you walk into Walmart and you see the picture of these sandals that you'll know don't grab those. Those are the culprit. Coming up right now, all right, we got Demagogue. And yes, that last band that we did play was The End of Silence. And we will be giving away an autographed G-string again next weekend from those guys. It's got The End of Silence logo on it, and the whole band will sign it for you. So you'll definitely want to tune in next weekend to win those. Hey, even if you're a guy, you can try to win it. I mean, win it for your girlfriend or win it for your wife or, well, hell, if you just get off on wearing women's G-strings, win it for yourself. All right, I'm sure The End of Silence would appreciate that. Coming up right now, we have Demagogue. Check them out at myspace.com/demagoguerock. The name of the song is Done is Done. We got about 15 minutes left in our broadcast today, so we'll be right back and take you guys out a little later here on Buzzword and a pretty interesting cover song we have by them. We'll be right back. This is Demagogue, Done is Gone.
Feel I'm breaking all alone here. No fear in darkness, no fear in the light of day. Long and good conscience took all my pain away. What's done is done, your time has come. You're free, ain't free. What's done is done.
We sleep with decisions that I made today. Burdens and prisons chasing my tears away. The knotted anguish found me when I was frail. In my time unscripted, this made all my blood.
You're listening to Scott and Pam Radio Show right here on a bunch of killer stations, and we're hanging out with you on a Saturday afternoon once again.
Once again,
I guess everybody had to come back and hear a little more of my bullshit.
It's a lot of that, too.
I try.
I know.
I work really hard at it.
See? I know. And you're really good at it.
I know I am. I practice. Practice makes perfect.
Guys, do definitely be looking for our .com to be released this next week. We should have that done with a brand new playlist and request type of, what do you call that? System. We'll call it a system. If you haven't added our new MySpace page, please do so at myspace.com/The Scott and Pam Radio Show. We had our old one deleted, for those of you that didn't know, so please go on over there and add us. Coming up right now, by a lot of requests, this is Buzzword. You guys are going to like this. It's Major Tom coming home. This goes out to Cindy, Kathy, Eric, a whole bunch of you guys in the chat room that have been requesting it. We debuted it last weekend. Check them out, myspace.com/BUZZWURD. That's Buzzword. This is Major Tom coming home.
Ship is waiting. running, all systems are go. Are you sure? Controller's not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort, the countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left a chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes major talk, the count goes on. Move me, move us. Drifting, falling, floating, wingless, calling Tommy home. Second stage is cut, we're now in orbit. Stabilizers up, running perfect, starting to collect requested data, what can it affect? When all is done, things major talk. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Motor rockets full, not responding. Hello Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on.
Right, that was Buzzword with Major Tom coming home. Tom had to look over here and go, wait a minute, is that something going on with the mic? Is that something I need to fix?
So in other words, we can mess with the engineer.
Yeah, that we're doing. Well, we do want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Scott and Pam Radio Show. We will be back next Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m. PST, 3 to 7 p.m. MST, 4 to 8 p.m. CST, and 5 to 9 p.m. EST. We do want to thank everyone for listening in, and go check our MySpace page out at myspace.com/TheScottAndPamRadioShow.
Absolutely.
I want to thank all the stations that carry our broadcast as well. We're going to leave you guys today with some Field of Gray. We just got some bad news that they broke up. I guess it's not bad news for Blackie, but Blackie Starks, their lead singer, is going solo. So I thought we'd go ahead and leave you guys. The name of the song is Alone, Undone, and Unaware. I thought we'd leave you guys with that. Check them out at myspace.com/Field of Gray.
Right on. Let's move along. We will see you guys next Saturday. Yep. You guys rock.
Next Saturday. Be here. Love you guys.
Legacy that we left our sons. What is the price to pay? We've taken hope away. How did we choose to ignore all of the dreams are washed away? And I can't find my way. I am thirsting at all costs for starving our all day. I am hopeless for answers. The pages are all empty. And I am fearing consequences. Radio.
listening to the Scott Pam Radio Show.